Laying in the shade, watching ants dancing under a disco ball. Those are some of the scenes that are narrated on Far End, the new album by El Lado Negro, the name under which Roberto Carlos Lang performs. Far End is an hour-long journey into meditative soundscapes. There are gentle, dreamy chords and thumping bass and emotionally resonant lyrics that seem to enfold listeners in a kind of audio hug. And Roberto Carlos Lang, of course, also known as El Lado Negro, joins us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You said this is the album you've always wanted to make. What let you do it now?
Maybe time, age, maybe the time off last year. Like, I was in Marfa, Texas last year for 6 months. Mm-hmm. We're only supposed to go there for 2 weeks. It was with my partner, my wife, Christy Sword. We'd been invited by the programs director at Ballroom Marfa to work on something for Ballroom for 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks turned into 6 months. And I was lucky to be there with the person I love. And we had an opportunity to just exist there in a place that, if not a lot of people have been there, it's in far west Texas and it's isolated by design.
Yeah. I want to listen now to a song called Gemini and Leo, which are the star signs, if we could. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, Gemini and Leo was inspired from Christy and my astrological signs. She's a Gemini, I'm a Leo. And I was writing some music and I was like, oh, that would be really funny to just sing Gemini and Leo. And it stuck and there was a hook and there was a melody and I'm like, oh, damn, now I have to write a whole song because I really liked it.
Forgive me, I don't know astrological signs very well. My wife and I are both Pisceans.
Okay.
So, Gemini and Leo get along?
We do.
Okay, you do, even if the signs don't. Yeah, my wife and I are the same. You're Ecuadorian-American, and your past projects have taken up themes of identity, and I'm thinking of songs Young Latin and Proud and It's My Brown Skin. This project feels, I'm not sure I mean different, but for lack of a better word, it's something else, isn't it? Universal themes.
Absolutely. I think in the previous records, those were universal themes for me in my own universe. So yeah. Those were me contacting me and not trying to speak for anyone else. But then ultimately, this record is also a feeling of like trying to let go a lot more and to open up more forms of expression for myself and not necessarily sitting in one theme.
Yeah. I want to listen with you now to a song called La Naranja. Chorus translates to Only You and I Can Save the World. Tell us about this song, if you could.
Yeah, La Naranja is means the orange in Spanish. And I grew up in South Florida, and the oranges were everywhere when I was growing up, so much that, like, it would just fall on the floor and then rot. But it was kind of like a little bit of a commentary on this abundance that we're kind of living in, and we're at the cliff's edge right now in terms of, like, access. It doesn't feel like we're going to have this much access for this much longer in terms of just having anything that we want whenever we want it. And it's thinking about that, for me at least, meditating on being hopeful that we can try to change like our minds on how we can approach the world. And that's my hope from me, is just to not be so, I guess, wasteful and care more about what we're doing with ourselves as humans.
And how can music reach into our lives to help elevate our vision, maybe?
Yeah. I think it can always sneak in, right? I think sometimes you can use different aesthetics to change people's minds. Like tenderness can be, it's a pretty different approach to actually have meaningful change. Instead of shouting at somebody, a lot of tenderness can go along a lot further. And that's my hope. I think changing the way you talk to folks and changing the way you think about it. And I think music does that. Music has like, it just has different ways of attracting and telling people how to do something or even teaching.
Yeah, music reaches into people in a different way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it does for me. And that's what I know, and that's the best form of expression that I can kind of communicate these things.
Yeah. We were speaking with you in Asheville, North Carolina, where you have recently relocated from New York. Big change?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, New York is my favorite place in the world, but sometimes you have to just change. And I've said this a few times to some friends, maybe other places, but the world is beautiful everywhere. And I think that's kind of part of what I was feeling when I was making this record in my time in Marfa. And it's just like knowing that one place isn't the ultimate place and there's so many other places, a kind of experience. And Asheville is just beautiful. I mean, honestly, it's remarkable.
What song would you like us to go out on?
One of my favorite songs on the record is a song called Aguas Frías. It's a really special song for me because that was the song that kind of reopened my imagination to start writing again in a different way. And it was a response and reaction to nature in general. It was a really, truly spiritual awakening and response to a place I'd gone to in Texas. Y creo que me olvidé escribir mi nombre. Y creo que me olvidé escribir el tuyo.
It's a beautiful song. We said that your music could make people feel like they were being enfolded in a hug. We could all use that long about now, couldn't we?
Definitely. I mean, hugs are pretty, pretty outstanding.
Well, thank you for giving us these. Roberto Carlos Lang, he writes and performs as El Lado Negro, and his new album is Far In. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored.